Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's perfect where we could talk both college and NFL with some great minds in the sports betting industry. We did that with Kelly in Vegas. And now joining us, we've got Alex White on the show. Sports betting handicapper will hit college, then the NFL. Alex, thank you for joining us here on Bet Sweats. Let's start with how the season's gone for you. How are your numbers looking? You have to make adjustments. It's always challenging. We're like about a month in with the NFL. It's like, okay, we have to adjust the Colts. We have to adjust this team, that team. But you don't want to adjust too much. Same thing with college. So how's it been going for you so far?
Pretty good. Honestly, I think having not as good of a year as the last 2 years and really trying to adjust quickly and know these teams. But the NFL feels like a hot mess, to be honest. But college-wise, I do feel like by this time, going into week six, where we do have good numbers, we do know these teams. So overall, pretty good, though.
I'm curious about your number with Vandy and Bama. Paul, our producer, famously said on the show today, 44-2, Bama's going to win. I'm sure your number isn't in the 40s, but how do you power rate Vandy, and are they a little too overhyped at this point in the season?
I personally don't think they're overhyped. I think that they are deserving of being a 10-point dog at Alabama. We'll see. I saw that 13 when I was making my numbers, and I did not jump on it, and now it's all the way down to 10.5. So now I have to decide if that's one that I want to be on that side, even though that is where my number is. I made it 10. Alabama is still my third-best team, so I've definitely been pretty aggressive moving Vandy up. Now, Sam, you get my dad's power ratings. He's not really in the same boat. He hasn't been as aggressive moving Vandy. So we'll see. I'm just 40 points a game, 24 points they're averaging in the second half. I'm just impressed with them. They don't take their foot off the gas. They just keep going. They're conditioned. They're physical. I think they'll be ready for this one as well.
Do you like them at 10.5?
I'm debating. Even Kalen DeBoer, in his best years at Washington, that Michael Penix run, like, they didn't blow teams out, right? They won a lot of close games, and I could see this being another close game. I think that Vandy's offense can hang in there with Bama, and they can kind of go back and forth. And I can see Bama winning this by 7 or 10 points. So I think there might be some value there still with those points.
We've seen a lot of money so far this week, and I'm sure you've seen this because you're sitting in the South Point right now, the under in Texas, Florida, which was 43, no longer 43, 41 at a lot of shops right now, and I think that's the narrative, right? These teams can't score, and we trust their defenses. What do your numbers have on Texas and Florida?
So not as high on Texas. I actually have them 4 right here against Florida. I haven't been betting the Gators a lot either. I did fall into kind of that line move where it was a late line move. All the money came on Miami, and I jumped in at 9.5, and that was a bad mistake, right? But other than that, I've been very cautious with them. And now they get a week off coming into this game. I do think it is going to be their defense, if anything, to keep them in this one. So I totally understand the line move for the total going under here. I don't know. Billy Napier's job, I'm leaning to taking those points too. But again, Sammy, a lot of these are kind of, this is where you use other people's power ratings, right? And they kind of keep you off these bets. My dad's got it right there at 7. My grandpa's got it even higher, Texas at 10. So I'm the low one here. Now I got to decide if I'm trusting just my number or if I'm kind of using an average of the three.
I like the dog, Joe. We talked about it.
I know you do. Yeah. I know. Okay. I can't get there. Like, I've seen Florida at this number so many times, and they had no chance. But I understand where you're coming from. When Alex says my dad, she's talking about her father, Kenny White, who's been making numbers forever in this racket. So that's what she's referencing. What about Miami, Florida State? You've got Florida State off the loss. Miami's been sitting around waiting on this. The number gets knocked down this week. So we sit here at 4.5. I saw a couple shops decided to go with 4, making Miami the road favorite. What do you think?
I might hate myself after this, and I'm taking the points here with Florida State. I wish we were getting a little bit more, but I didn't make Miami that high. I made them 2 here. So that's a 2.5 point difference for me. I think Florida State is legitimately good. And here's the other thing. I'm probably going to be on Virginia once again, just like I was last week. I don't think Florida State lost to a bad team. I think Virginia is actually really good. And Chandler Morris, I mean, we saw it last week against this Florida State team. I also think Florida State will get up for this game. They were physical against Alabama in game 1 to get that win. So I like both of those two teams as dogs this week. Hopefully I don't hate myself like I did when I took the Gators against Miami, though.
If you had Carson Beck Heisman, though, you'd probably feel differently about this game, wouldn't you?
Maybe. You know, we're talking about Florida as being a contender for a national championship. I just don't know if I'm there yet, but they do look like a whole complete team. It's not even a Mario Cristobal thing. It's just, I actually am a believer in this Florida State team that they have the talent. I mean, last year was just a disaster, but I think they can keep this close. And I'm not calling it outright win here by any means, but maybe a field goal game. If not, if Miami runs away with this, then they're definitely moving up in my power ratings, and it's a time to really consider them that they can win this national championship.
What about Notre Dame, Boise? Notre Dame, wow, did they impress on the road last week? And now they're laying 20.5 against Boise. What do you think?
So this is typically a spot where we'd want to take the points with Boise, right? They're good in this role. They always get up for this type of game, but I can't do it. I can't jump in either side. I think that number is just right here. Very impressed with Notre Dame last week. I was on Arkansas, so that one really hurt because they just fell apart there. But, yeah, this is a stay away from me. I don't know. Are you guys interested in the dog in this one?
No. I laid 20.5.
Well, at this point, right, Notre Dame, 2 losses, we're kind of thinking style points from here on out. And we saw it last week, that offense looked awesome. I think they actually have the horses to do it.
Yeah, they need to win big in a lot of these games because they have to prove to the committee that they belong. And I think it's very important. We have to understand the committee cares more about how you finish than how you start. And if they can come in 10-2, here's the resume. We've blown a bunch of teams out, and we have 2 losses early in the season with a young quarterback. That's important for Notre Dame. And I don't know how many stops Boise's going to get, Alex. That's my thing. I don't know how many times they're going to be able to get off the field on 3rd down.
No, I agree with that, definitely. And it's been a struggle for Boise so far this year. So we'll see if they're still the favorite for the Mountain West and – still a lot of time, but I'm interested to see how they do in conference play, even though the Mountain West definitely looks a little down this year.
You walk in tired and hungry, 1 bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We've spent a lot of time talking about the Heisman. Part of it is because the favorite changes every week, and it's for good reason. We had that scenario once again this week. Now you get the favorite. You get more, and you had a big move with Bama, and you have the Mateer injury, which certainly played a big deal a couple weeks ago. Now they're like, he might be ready for Texas. What do you think, big picture-wise, with this Heisman race?
It's all over the place, right? And it's just wide open. It is very fascinating how quickly these guys and their odds are moving. So I have two small tickets so far. I jumped in on Dante Moore last week at 12-1. I thought if they go in and beat Penn State on the road and he has a good game, and if Oregon keeps doing this, this might be a good ticket later on. And then a little bit of Diego Pavia at 50-1, just because I could see his number moving down and down every single week. Mm-hmm. So should be, I don't know. I think it's just going to continue to do this. One guy that I'm kind of considering, I'm curious your thoughts, is Trinidad right now, because Ole Miss is 3-0 in SEC play. So that means they've got a couple cupcake games coming up as well. If he can continue to put up these numbers, is he just going to continue to drop? I know you guys have your portfolio that you're working on. I know you have a great Carson Beck number coming into the season even, and here he is at 9-1. But I don't know. Are you guys looking to add any more, or are you happy with where you are?
Joe can't stop adding Mateer. Joe thinks he's going to play against Texas.
Right. So, yeah, I'm still big on Mateer, and my Ava, I added him. I was wrong on that. I mean, not wrong, but the number floated even more after that loss to Illinois last week. Just his numbers just pop off the charts. And if they make the playoff in the Big Ten, I think he's gonna be certainly pop, like 35-1. I'm tempted again this week. But it Sam, who'd you add a couple weeks ago? You made another ad. TCU. Right?
Well, one of them appreciated, the other one did not. I added Hoover from TCU. Probably not the time to add after a 4 or 5 touchdown game. But I was told to bet some Ty Simpson last week. He was like 22-1, and then they go into Georgia, win that game. So I'm holding out hope that it's a Beck and Simpson show the rest of the way. But here's my big concern, Alex. Oregon goes 12-0. Where are they losing? That's the only issue that I have right now at this point in time.
Yeah, and, you know, I think a lot of people had their question marks with Dante Moore coming over from UCLA, but he's done nothing wrong, right? And this Oregon team is even better than I expected. I got to go back and see where I even had them power rated going into the season, but it's got to be them and Ohio State 1-2, whichever way you want to put it right now.
With Alex White here on BetSwitch, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, big movers in the NFL, Alex. Let's hit on those. And we start with tonight, the first game of the week. Wow. This was on the other side of a touchdown. Not only does it go through a touchdown, it's now 8.5, 9. And now we're starting to wonder, is this going to get to double digits with all the San Francisco 49ers injuries? What are your thoughts on Rams-Niners in this extreme line movement?
This is so tough because the Purdy news comes out, but not only Brock Purdy is out, then it's a cluster of injuries, right? And now you're thinking, who do they have playing offense? What weapons does Mac Jones even have? But, I mean, you still have Christian McCaffrey. You're getting 8.5 points with Kyle Shanahan's team. Defense, I mean, you see this total super low. If anything, I'd have to lean to taking the points here and maybe wait and see if it gets any higher again, like you said, Joe. But that's just too many points here for a divisional game that I think is going to be low scoring on a Thursday.
And, of course, the biggest move of the week, look-ahead number had Baltimore about a 9-point favorite. Westgate reopens at about 6.5, and now Houston's favored. 8 points for Lamar, question mark? That seems like a lot.
See, and I had to go to Kenny White's power rating sheet to look, and he put Lamar Jackson 7 points. So when I took that off of my power rating for the Ravens, I got to about a pick here. So it's a lean, I guess, to take in the points. I mean, this Baltimore Ravens team is still stacked. They have a lot of talent there, but we do need to watch because their injuries are definitely starting to mount up as well. But Houston, it's tough. I mean, Houston gets their first win. They look great. We still know that they have the worst O-line in the league. So I don't know if it should have flipped that far. That's very aggressive there.
Yep. Anything you like in the NFL? You mentioned Thursday that's a lot of points for a divisional matchup, even with all the injuries. Anything else that you're looking at?
Two that I am looking at, a dog and a favorite. I like the Broncos getting 3.5. I know it's the Eagles, but, I mean, the Eagles have found ways to win the last 2 weeks. If you look under the hood, their stats and analytics are not very impressive right now. I think the Broncos are starting to find themselves. I had them winning the AFC West coming into the year, and, I mean, they found ways to lose in two of their games. Chargers were the better team in that one. But I think they can hang around in this one. I really do. I think they are a top defense. So that's a dog I really like. And then I like the Chiefs. I like the Chiefs against the Jaguars. They're a team that I'm still iffy about, even though I do think their defense is really good and they create turnovers. But I think the Chiefs, what I saw from them against the Ravens is enough to know that their offense is legit and they can move the ball and Xavier Worthy is back. So I think that's a short price on Kansas City there.
All right, third generation handicapper Alex White with us here on Bet Sweats. Alex, how do you find Sports by the Book? Where can people find that show?
Just right on YouTube. Type in Sports by the Book, should pop up. You'll see South Point Studio as well. And yeah, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. and then Fridays, noon to 2. That is our Football Frenzy with the bookmakers, Chris Andrews and Vinny, of course, on the desk with us.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys. You too.
Good stuff. Good stuff there from Alex White. She's certainly right about that number tonight. It's just tough to get there. I know you're there in the chair and you're already invested.
I got plus six.
Well, you didn't know everybody was going to be out. I understand. Oh, man. Divisional matchup. You wouldn't think that everybody would be out, but that's what happened. All right. Lightning Bets on the other side. Where's the Room is next. Bet Sweats, the BetMGM network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.